What is going on, everybody? This is the Honest Texan Podcast. Welcome back to another episode. Please like and subscribe. Please like and share. We're on Spotify, Apple Cast, Google Podcast, and of course Anchor Podcast. So go check that out. It's free. It doesn't charge you anything. Just listen. And if you like what you hear, go share it. Same thing with honesttexan.com. Just pop in the email, subscribe, and you'll get a notification every time a new story pops up. I've been doing a lot more video lately, so there's that. And I'm going to start writing more news articles soon. I'm just dealing with a lot of shit when it comes to school and everything else. Family issues and some other stuff. But, just go, you know, like and subscribe, share the podcast, subscribe to the website, and also, you know, like and share the Facebook page, the Honest Texan Facebook page, if you like what you hear and everything like that. So, you know, hey, it's all free. Really ain't trying to get paid off of it. I mean, it's just something I like to do for fun, to be honest with you. One, because I like to bring the news to people, and I like to talk. So I figured, you know, I'd just test my mic in a Mortal Kombat sense and podcasting. And that's where I am today. Let me stop boring you people. So today on the docket, you know, I'm going to talk about the, and this is one story that I'm actually working on, but I'm going to talk about the deadly shooting in Lubbock, of the father who was trying to pick up his kid, because that, you know, yeah, if people who know me know I'm big on that. I'm big on fathers in people's lives and all that. So nothing against mothers. I'm just big on fathers trying to spend time in their kid's life. Then, of course, you know, just a recap of the OSHA suspends enforcement of the COVID vaccine mandate. And then another federal judge blocks Biden's vaccine mandate. And then, of course, the trial of Jussie Smollett. And his hoax, yeah, and, you know, his racism hoax and all that shit. I'm going to go in on him. So we definitely going to do that. And then, of course, the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman to, I don't know who the fuck she was really, to Epstein. But Epstein, you know, all those child molesters and all that shit. Look, we going to get into all that bullshit today. And this is going to be an uncensored podcast, so... You know, don't let your children hear this unless you just like to let them hear cussing. Because, you know, I'm probably going to go in today and fuck it. You know, it is what it is. So, first things first, I'm going to talk about OSHA and, you know, their suspension of the enforcement of Joe Biden's vaccine mandate, which is unconstitutional. According to Yahoo News, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has suspended implementation and enforcement of the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for private employers after a federal court blocked the measure. The OSHA website page dedicated to the COVID vaccine emergency temporary standard reads, "While OSHA remains confident in its authority to protect workers in emergencies, OSHA has suspended activities related to the implementation and enforcement of the ETS, pending future developments in the litigation." Yes, because there is a shit ton of litigation out there. There's a bunch of states that are filed lawsuits. I know Texas is one of them. And again, it's because it's unconstitutional. You know, you can't, as much as you want to in this country, you cannot force a person to get a medical procedure done against their will. You just can't. And if you try, you will be met with a certain kind of resistance. And if it persists, then who knows what could happen. But you cannot, you know, you just can't put this upon people. You really can't. Last week, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit blocked Biden's executive order requiring companies with over 100 workers to mandate vaccination for their employees after temporarily staying it on November the 12th. The court ordered that OSHA takes no steps to implement or enforce the vaccine mandate until further court order. Now, I know this pissed off a lot of people who got the vaccine or who got the shot just because they wanted to keep their job or, you know, travel or whatever have you. You got it because, yeah, I get it. You got it because really, you know, they coerce you to get it. and it wasn't right. I mean, they're playing with people's lives here. I think that if you know, a vaccine should be voluntary. You know, I don't think they should be forced on anybody. Now, I damn sure don't think that they should be forced on anybody to get a job or to keep a job or to travel or to go to the grocery stores or anything like that. And we all know what's going on in New York and California and I think in Louisiana and, of course, in Washington. So I just do not believe in forcing people to get this done, especially to live a regular, to live their lives and all that kind of shit. I just don't believe in that. And I speak on this shit a lot, and I'm tired of speaking on this damn vaccine mandate, but I know it's newsworthy, and I know it's, people want to know about it. So I'm gonna try to do my best. So y'all bear with me. But this vaccine mandate ain't shit. Biden knew, the Biden administration and Biden knew for a fact that this shit was unconstitutional. A lot of people know that this is unconstitutional. You didn't even go through the judicial system. So, I mean, this shit is just unconstitutional. I'm not against any kind of vaccines. I'm not against that. But I am against this one because I don't know too much about it. And I don't know the long-term side effects. I think that's a lot of people's... I'm sorry, that's my dog. I think that that's a lot of people's worry right there. It's a lot of people's fear. So, that's just what I think. I mean, because in the long run, we do not know the long-term effects of this vaccine. It happened so quickly. I get it. It's new. It's new technology, but it's not new technology. They use mRNA and all that kind of shit. But at the same time, it's new to me because I ain't never heard of it until now. And I know it's new to a lot of people who hasn't heard of it until now. So, yeah, it's still new to us. And then y'all did it within a year with Operation Warp Speed. Granted, yes, it was under the Trump administration, but then politicians and a bunch of people, politicians, entertainers, and everyone else in between, had stated that they were not going to take the vaccine, even when Donald Trump was in the office. And they were skeptical of it and all that kind of shit. But as soon as that motherfucker got out of office, as soon as Joe Biden got into office, they all turned around and said that they were going to get the vaccine. So I cried some. I'm talking about some bullshit that I find very suspect. You know, they say don't politicize this shit, but that's all they did is politicize this shit. So you can't get mad at the public when most of the people in the public do not want this fucking vaccine. You know, it is a personal choice. At the end of the day, it is a personal choice. Like, women want to have the personal choice of aborting a baby. This is a personal choice for people who want to take the vaccine or don't want to take the vaccine. But you got a lot of motherfuckers out there who want to force people to take this fucking vaccine. Who want to force people to do all this shit against their will. You got all those people. And those are the people that say that they're not fascists. Those are the people that say that they believe in freedom and all that bullshit. But yet here you're doing the same thing that Germany and everyone else did. But, but you're not a fascist though, right? You're not an authoritarian, right? Yeah, you're full of shit. Fuck you. That's the way I look at it. If you're trying to mandate this vaccine, if you're one of those people that believe that people should be forced, that other people should be forced to get this shit done, that they should be forced to do something against their will, fuck you. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Fuck you. Come on, Mo. I know you agree with me too. So that's the way I look at it. And, it's some bullshit. But in USA Today, it says a federal judge blocks Biden vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in 10 states. So a judge blocked the federal government on Monday from mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for healthcare workers in 10 states. Now, I'm going to say this. In the very beginning, healthcare workers did their thing. The nurses, the doctors, all of that. They did their thing in the hospitals. They provided care and all that, even with the dancing nurses and all that fuck shit. And I get it, dancing nurses, they trying to, blow off steam because they've seen all this shit that goes on in the hospital. I get it. But that's also your job. So, but where it messes me up is you have it, I believe it was a Houston Methodist Hospital. Over 150 personal, or over 150 let me see, nurses and doctors and medical personnel, right? Over 150 of those people were fired or had to quit because they had to get the vaccine when they've been on the front lines since the beginning. And it's not just in Houston. This was not just in Texas. This is also in New York. This is all over. You had nurses, doctors quitting. And then you had, and all of a sudden you had these hospitals reporting high COVID cases and that their hospitals are at capacity. Well, I'm sure your hospitals are going to be at capacity when you have all your personnel fucking quitting. It makes no damn sense. If you're serious about all this shit, then you'd understand where they're coming from, at least. But no, you're not doing that. No, you want to force this shit on people. And then you get what you get. I'm sorry. You get what you get at that point. Because now you're forcing something to where these people have been on the front lines from the beginning, from the jump. And they're refusing the vaccine because they have antibodies and everything else. And antibodies work just as well. Natural immunity works just as well. Fuck what they're saying in the news. If natural immunity has been working all this time, why is all of a sudden is it not good enough now? Why is the vaccine? And when the vaccine does not even fucking really protect you against the shit, it just minimizes symptoms apparently. But last time I checked, the definition of a vaccine is that it's supposed to prevent you from getting the disease, not allow it to transmit inside you and not allow you to get it and spread it and even still die from it. Maybe I'm just lost on what the fuck a vaccine actually really means. Maybe that, I don't know. Maybe someone can help me out with that. Maybe there's a doctor out there. Maybe there's a virologist. Maybe there's someone out there in the scientific community that can help me out and explain to me why this is this. Because I do genuinely want to know. I really do. But this is what's going on, right? Again, you had nurses, you had doctors, you had all kind of personnel, police, truckers, anybody and everybody that's really against this mandate, right? And you have all of these protests that are going on everywhere in New York. I'm not sure in California, they probably just go with that shit just because it's California. But you have it in a lot of different places. And people are not standing for it no more. You know, stop. Sorry about that. That's my dog. But, you know, I tell people, choose. You know what's best for you. Go to your doctor. Figure out what you need to do. Because even some doctors are prescribing ivermectin. Yeah, that's right. Some doctors are prescribing ivermectin. Because you know why? Because ivermectin is not just a horse dewormer. It's partly that, but it also has a human aspect to it, to where I think over 1 billion people have already taken it in the past few years, and it's even won a Nobel Peace Prize for it. So I don't know what they're saying that people are taking horse dewormer. Yes, that is part of it, but they're not telling you the whole truth. Look it up yourself. Look up what ivermectin really is. Just look it up. It's frustrating to see the news, to see a lot of mainstream news just blatantly lie, blatantly mislead people. And then you notice and you can see why the public has a distrust for journalists, has a distrust for mainstream media. Oh, I get it. Trust me, I get it. But I didn't go into this profession to make likes or get likes or make a shit ton of money, because journalists don't make a shit ton of money, to be honest with you. They really don't. Not unless you're trying to be like Don Lemon's old bitch ass. And even then, he lied because he got caught in Florida with no mask on. So, yeah, fuck him too. I'm just going to say it. It is what it is, man. A lot of these journalists just lie a lot on the mainstream and everything like that. Now, you do have a lot of good journalists out there. You have Tim Pool. You have, I believe, Jack Posobiec. I can't think of anymore. But you do have a lot of independent journalists out there. And those are the ones I think, besides your local news, you should also be paying attention to. And if you really want to learn the truth about a lot of stuff, you have to really sit down, watch almost every news media you can, read every newspaper that you possibly can, magazine, all that kind of shit, and go through the independent journalist notes just to find the truth. And it is a lot of work, but it is, you know, but if you're looking to find the truth instead of having it spoon fed to you, then I would suggest you do that, because yes, it is a lot of work, you know. And then we're going to talk, you know, and then there's the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, which I know there's a lot of information that came out about that. I'm not sure. I haven't verified if that information is actually true or not, so I can't speak on that. But I will say, Epstein didn't kill himself. I will say that. And with Ghislaine Maxwell now on trial, it's interesting to see what's going to happen. Because, you know, she was Epstein's right-hand gal, right-hand person, and all everything that's going on. And there's a lot of shit that I'm hoping that will come out in this trial. That's what I'm hoping, you know. So we'll see what happens. And this is probably not going to be the last one because I might go on another rant, but we'll see what happens. But we're going to go into the Lubbock, Texas, the father who was trying to see his son who was shot and killed for just trying to see his son, which I find incredibly fucked up, but that's just me. My opinion, well, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to read the story first. This comes from KCBD 11 in Lubbock. So here you go. Recently filed court documents revealed that a man accused of a November 5th deadly shooting in South Lubbock are now sealed and not available to the public. That's interesting. Very interesting. The Lubbock Avalanche Journal reports a signed November 8th affidavit identifies the shooter as William Kyle Carruth. That document signed by Judge Ann Mary Carruth. Okay. Okay, hold on. They're fucking with me, right? Okay, hold on. November 8th affidavit identifies the shooter as William Kyle Carruth. That document was signed by Judge Ann Mary Carruth. Okay. I guess I should do some research on this real quick. Judge, you know, that's pretty interesting right there. Both last names are Carruth. I wonder if they are related. And if they are, I find that to be extremely interesting. And I'm pretty sure y'all would too. Let's see here. Governor Abbott promotes. But I'm pretty sure, let me see. Because I find that, bear with me, folks. This is interesting. I gotta see if she's related in any way to what's his name, to the guy. Because I find that extremely interesting. So bear with me. I mean, this is in real time here, so this is in real time because I gotta figure this out. Chad Reed's widow released. Now that's the video. Where's Amber? Kyle Carruth, ex-wife. Is there an ex-wife? Yeah. Well, they are related. Or ex-wife and ex-husband. So yeah, okay. Who is Anne Marie Carruth? Kyle Carruth, ex-wife, updating. Okay. So let's read here. This is by CelebHook.com. Anne Marie is a judge of the Texas 72nd District Court. Her ex-husband, Kyle Carruth, is a suspect. Oh, okay, so there it is. So she is the ex-wife of Kyle Carruth. And I guess she's the judge presiding over this? Let's see. In an affidavit sworn by Judge Ann Marie Carruth on November 8th, he was recognized. She wrote that she was notified that her husband, William Kyle Carruth, is under investigation for the shooting and killing of his girlfriend's children's father after he attempted to pick up his child later on Friday afternoon. Let's see. Further, Carruth claimed she hadn't spoken to her estranged husband after the incident but was extremely concerned about his mental health. So I wonder, people, I hope she's not presiding over this, but if she is or something like that, then she probably should recuse. Yeah, my whole vocabulary is fucked up today. But she probably should recuse herself. But again, this is just I'm learning all this in real time, so all this is subject to change later on. But more about this, this tragic story, in my opinion. I've seen the video, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you have now seen the video. The man goes over there to try to pick up his son from his ex-wife, and apparently the son is not there, or he believes that the son is there, but she's not handing him over, even though it's a court order that she is supposed to hand him over. And of course, you have the simp, you have the guy, Carruth, and I'm gonna call him a simp. I'm gonna call Kyle Carruth a simp, because any man that stands in the way of another man trying to see his kid is a jackass, is a fuckboy, is a simp, all because he's fucking the dude's ex-wife, right? You're a jackass for that shit. You really are. Fuck you. You're a jackass, because it makes no sense. This man is simply trying to. You know how many men try to see their kids, and this shit gets pulled a lot by a lot of women? See, I'm not even trying to go in on women, but this shit needs to be said. There are a lot of fathers out there that really try to see their kids. They really want to spend time with their kids. They really want to just be with their fucking kid. And you have fucking assholes like this dude's ex-wife who play games, who know it's a fucking court order to let this man see his fucking child. And yet she pulls his bullshit. It is fucking sad and fucking tragic what happened to this man. It really is. Now the dude, now Kyle Carruth brought out a what looked to be a 9mm carbine rifle and shot once at the ground. And then when that happened, then that's when that tussle started. And then that's when he shot Chad Reed twice and killed him instantly. But my thing is, this should have never escalated to this at all. One, Kyle Carruth, you're a fucking bitch ass dude. You're a fucking sorry excuse for a father or and a man. In my opinion, this is what the fuck you are. You're a jackass. Because one, how the fuck can you stand there as a father yourself and as a man as yourself, and you stand in between a man and his son, right? A court order at that. And it's some bullshit. But we got th but this shit happens all the time. This shit don't get talked about. You have a lot of men out there that want to see their kids, but their baby mamas play games. Because of what? Because he didn't want you? Because he broke up with you and got someone else? So now you mad at that motherfucker. You mad at your baby daddy because he's with another woman. So now you're going to withhold his child from him, knowing that a child needs his father just as much as he needs his mother. But this is the shit that you're going to do. She should be charged as well, in my opinion. And the court system is fucked up. And we all know when it comes to this, when it comes to children and fathers and all that custody cases, the court system is fucked up. And it needs to be fixed. Hell, I have a friend who used to want to go into child development or used to want to be a part of the child court system, and she quit because it was so fucked up. But no one wants to talk about that shit, right? No one wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about how it's easier that the mom gets the child in custody more so than the man does. But we've seen recently in the news that a lot of moms be killing their kids. They bring random dudes around their kids, dudes that they barely met, and they bring around their kids like, hey, you can watch my kid for me, right? And then all of a sudden that kid ends up either being molested or dead. Why? Because the mom made a poor fucking choice. But we don't talk about that, right? Now I'm not talking about the good moms, because there are a lot of good moms out there. And praise be to you, because there are a lot of good moms out there who are willing to work with their baby daddy and let them kids. And let their kids see their father. There are a lot of good women out there like that. But for you bitches out there that withhold their the father's kids from him simply because he didn't want your ass, fuck you. That's some bullshit. Fuck you. Every child needs a fucking father and needs a good father at that. And then you have a father who actually wants to be in his children's life. When you do have some that don't want to be there, but you got a man that wants to be in his kid's life, right? Who wants to literally be there. And this woman ignored a court order and played games, and now the father of her child ended up dead. I'm just going to say this. You know, it gets me pissed off because I know a lot of good fathers out there who get railroaded by the system, who are getting railroaded by the system, who are on child support and still take care of their kids, who the child support does not even go to taking care of the fucking child, but instead goes to the baby mama's car note, instead goes to the baby mama's lifestyle, right? It goes to all that shit. See, if the court system was serious, they start asking for receipts on what these moms are spending in child support. I would want to know, is it really for the kid? Is it really for the kid? Because nine times out of ten, it ain't. Nine times out of ten, it's not. But we don't want to talk about that, right? Which now, see, I get it. It does take two to make a baby. It really does. But you decide to have a baby with this dude. You did that. Can't no one make you have a baby. You decided that shit. Now, people don't want to admit this. People don't want to talk about this because I get it. It's a sensitive subject. But when you have a father who is really trying to see his kid, who is really wanting to spend time with his kid, and then you have a vindictive mom, you have a vindictive baby mother who does what she does, who refuses to let her baby daddy, her ex, see his child, whether it be daughter or son, see their child, and then this shit happens. That should piss off a lot of people. This whole case should piss off a lot of people. And I'm sorry, again, the dude, the simp-ass dude, Kyle Cruz, should be charged, in my opinion. Fuck what the lawyer's saying. This dude should be charged. One, I ask the question, how can you as a father yourself and how can you as a man stand in between another man and his kid and him trying to see his kid, trying to spend time with his kid? You know, could Chad Reed went about it a different way? I'm pretty sure he could have. And maybe he did. And maybe this was just the last, maybe this was the last straw. And he just got frustrated. We all know there was a guy, I forget the story, but I didn't forget the story, but I kind of forget where it came from. I don't know if it was in Baltimore or New Jersey or something like that. But there was a man who had been trying to see his, I think it was his daughter or his son, I forget. But he had been trying to see his kid for the longest. And he went on Facebook, you know, he voiced his concerns about it. I guess it was like therapy for him. But he, you know, he kept on saying that his baby mama would not let him see his kid, would not let him, you know, and would play games with him. He would go there and she would not be there and the kid would not be there. And then finally he just said, fuck it. He did suicide by cop. And on his Facebook page, he blamed his baby mama. A lot of that happens. And then you might have it to where men get tired of this shit to where they start shooting their ex and their baby mama over this shit because they're like, fuck it. I can't see my kid. I'm getting child support taken out to where I can barely live. And then you look what happens. Tragedy strikes. I'm not advocating for none of that shit. I'm just saying this is the potential that could happen. And it has happened in the past. You have had women play games with men. When it comes to their kids, people, for men who actually want to see their child, who actually want to spend time with their child, and who wants to teach their child everything that they know. But you have it to where a woman will be pissed off and petty because that man is no longer with her. And so she will withhold the child. She will do everything possible. And the courts know it, and the courts let this shit go down. Even though there is a fucking court order for that person to let that man see his child. And you have this shit. Nobody wants to talk about that bullshit. Hey, I'll even put it into the black community. Most black men are fucking locked up because of child support. Let that shit sink in. Most black men are in fucking jail or get arrested and get cases put on their ass because of fucking child support. See, if you really give a shit about black fathers, that's something that your ass wouldn't do. But again, y'all don't say that shit to the dude that don't want a fucking kid. When the dude don't want a fucking kid, y'all put that baby on him like it ain't nothing. Y'all put that baby on him as fast as can be. But when the motherfucker actually want to see his child, y'all withhold that child. Make it make sense. Because I don't fucking understand this shit. I really don't. This is some bullshit. The court system needs to change. The whole damn system needs to change when it comes to this. Because it's bullshit. This man should not have died for just trying to see his kid. And it's extremely sad in my opinion. It is extremely sad in my opinion. And it pisses me off. Because you will, again, I'm not talking shit about the good moms. Because there are a lot of good moms out there. I'm talking about ain't shit bitches like this. Who will use their kid. Who will use the kid against the father. And I'm talking about this ain't shit dude right here. This ain't shit bitch ass dude. Kyle Cruz. Who shot this man dead for simply trying to see his fucking child. Again, watch the video. The video's a trip. Man just literally trying to see his kid. And I feel for that dude, man. And it's sad. And I know his girlfriend or his wife at the time didn't realize that he was dead. She thought that he was just wounded. And when you can see him, you watch the video, when Caruth shoots the guy, he's gone. You know. But, again, this is some sad shit in my opinion. I hope justice gets served. This is extremely sad. Ladies, mothers, if you're one of these mothers who play games with these fathers out here like that, quit doing it. Because eventually, I think, you know, in my opinion, the tables could be turned right back on you, right? You play games with these dudes gonna just say, fuck it, and there's a lot of mental health issues out here. One, you put a guy on child support, he's not already, most of his check is gone after that anyway, so now he's barely living, and he has to go either stay back with his mom, or with a relative, or something. You know how that feels as a man to do that? Is that you're a man, and you're trying to provide for yourself and for your kid, but your baby mama sits there and puts you on child support. Now you can barely live. Imagine that. Ladies that are into this shit, I want to know, how would you feel if that happened to you? How would you feel if you had to pay child support? If 20%, 30%, 40% of your check has to go to your baby daddy because of what the court said. How would you feel? Right? And you actually take care of your child. I'm not talking about the dudes that don't take care of their child. They ain't shit. I'm talking about the people the fathers that do want to be in their kid's life, and the baby mama's still doing that fuck shit. We need to do better, people. We have got to do better. This is some bullshit. This man should never have lost his life. And again, the court system railroads men every day when it comes to this. Railroads fathers every day when it comes to this. And I'm doing a story on fathers, on fatherhood, and the importance of fatherhood. So be on the lookout for that. Just be on the lookout for that, because this is tragic. This really is. This gets my blood boiling. But that's all for today. I hope everyone has a great day. I hope this podcast opens up somebody's mind. I hope this podcast helps somebody in some kind of way. You know, because we got to do better, people. We have got to do better with treating each other better. Men definitely we all need to treat each other better. Baby mamas, mothers who act like this, y'all gotta stop this shit. Y'all gotta stop this shit. This man lost his life. But y'all have a great day. Again, check out thehonesttexan.com. Donate to the Honest Texan Cash App. Whatever you can. I don't give a fuck if it's just 5 cents, $1, or whatever. Donate. You know, it helps what we do here. I'm going to try to have some guests on soon. I've just been incredibly busy with school. Again, go check out thehonesttexan.com. That is thehonesttexan.com, HONEZT.com, Texan.com. And check out the Honest Texan podcast. We're on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Cast, Google Podcast, Podbean, which I'm going to probably start working on that too, doing a live show there so y'all can catch me live. And check out the Honest Texan Facebook page. It's free. All of this shit is free. Go like the Honest Texan Facebook page. Big up that. Big likes that. You know, share it. Because, you know, news is important. I try to bring y'all news that, that is interesting, that is relevant. and that, you know, just stay, keep y'all informed. And again, always double check me because I could be wrong, and then let me know if I am, and then I'll re-edit, I'll update the stories and everything like that. But y'all have a great day. God bless. And until next time, this has been the Honest Texan Podcast. Thank you.